when I've written poetry in the past, it usually comes to me in a flood, sort of like stream of consciousness sort of things. And when I make artwork like this, sometimes I get an idea. I see something, I hear something on the radio, I find some piece of crud and, you know, try and make it into something more than it is. And I don't know if I'm giving a backstory to it or I'm creating a story for it or what the heck's going on. When I started doing art after taking this huge hiatus for years, it seemed, it was better than before. It's kind of like all the time that I spent not doing art, I was observing, you know, watching my kids, watching people going through hell in my relationship and stuff like that. And as a consequence, I don't know, it really focused my vision. So
yeah. I had a professor a long, long time ago, back when dinosaurs ruled the earth, who always said that it's not easier, but it tends to flow more, art does, when you feel like you have something to make a project about. When you feel like you have something to say that's unsaid, that's when it comes. Do you kind of feel like that's what happened during your hiatus?
I don't know. I think hard knocks builds a more interesting person. You know, when things are the easiest, flowing the best, when I'm feeling just absolutely great, doesn't always make for the best time for making art, because I'm too caught up in having fun and feeling alive and loved and all that stuff. And it seems that sometimes when things get bleakest, you know, that's the therapeutic version of art, where you dive into your guts and yank them out and throw them around on a canvas or build something out of them. But even with that, there's an aspect of humor to the things that I do. It's not all like, oh, poor me. It's kind of like, yeah, this is a piece of life right now, but, you know, I can come up with something kind of goofy about it, and I'm not totally depressive. I'm not about to cut off my ear or anything like that, you know? It's like, it's easier building something that's offensive to somebody else, and, oh, look at that, isn't that crazy, you know?
So it's like, it's this cathartic thing, and my mother always says, sometimes I gotta laugh to keep from crying.
Oh, yes, oh, yeah, there you go. Your mother is right on. That's where it comes from, a lot of it. This one is really grim. Okay, this one is the one that I'm working on that's not done. It's this huge construction. There's the base of it. It's a trash can. And inside this trash can is a fake fire. You know, like those electric fireplaces that make that crunchy noise and stuff. Okay, so it's like a fire in a garbage can. I made the thing that makes it flicker. So I had to make something that would fit inside this trash can to have this fake fire thing going on. So there's a basket here, and inside the basket there's a fellow standing with a heart on a platter and his pants to his knees with a raging erection. And there are five women standing around him holding forks. Well, four of them are holding forks. One is holding a fork, but her back is to him. And then there's a woman off to the side who looks a lot like me, who's got a huge hole in her chest where the heart was. Anyway, this basket will hang from a galley, and there's going to be a saw blade. Whoops, sorry about that. Yipes. There'll be a saw blade that's turning that will be lowering this basket down into the flames and back up again, a la hell in a handbasket. Okay, so that's kind of what that is. It's commentary about, you know, a relationship going very sour for a series of reasons here. Anyhow, and this guy, he's kind of a cyborg. He's spooky and like charcoal colored. And I made him some fur pants, and I turned his feet into cloven hooves, and I gave him Satan horns and ears and a nice little tail. But he's going to be turning a crank that turns the saw blade that makes the handbasket go down into the pits of hell. So the galley is going to be made out of erector set pieces. You can see portion of it's made, but I want to make it look really rickety and kind of creepy and scary, and I might have to kind of paint it or rust it up and stuff to make it look just really dreadful. And I think when it's done, it's probably going to be as tall as me, like about 5'6", maybe 6 feet tall, because there has to be a deep enough drop so that the basket goes down and comes back up again.
So when you're working on this thing, is it a purging of this emotion?
It's a purge, because part of the reason why I haven't finished it yet, it's kind of like I got it out of my system. But now I feel compelled that I've gone this far with it. I should finish the damn thing, you know? But I'm pretty done with this. You know, I'm not angry anymore. There's no sense in being angry anymore. What's done is done. I'm happy in my life as it is. But yeah, you know, it's a purging. It's like you got to get this stuff because you dwell on it. You can obsess about this. What went wrong? Blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's like, why? Why anymore?